Thank you. If we get distracted, then we can do this, because let's play Zimmer, and the neighbor comes. I love how it is. Play Zimmer. No, get them.
Tulsa's on Iron Base. Before I just get to that, let me just make a couple of quick arrows. Two things very quickly. On the distinction between Garmi and Davar Garm Lamamon, so we discussed Tulsa's middle answer, which I think is very crucial, and how the Shach and the Rashash understood it on the one hand, and I'm trying to suggest based on the Rajba that he has a different understanding. And that is that Davar Garm L'Mamon is fundamentally different than Garmi, and that it relates to the Mamon, whether it's a Chepsa Shel Mamon. So just the same basic idea, but with a little different twist in the formulation, in the Raman Shita B'Kubetzes. On page 240, column 2, he's saying, I think, exactly the same idea. But what's significant about it is, because when we're discussing what's unique about Davar Garm L'Mamon, we suggested two possibilities, either Chepta Shel Mamon, or maybe in some cases it is both, Chepta Shel Mamon and Chepta Shel Bailus, or Bailus, or Mamon Shel HaBailim. So the Rajba is very much focusing on the Mamon itself, as does the Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi, Kis Male Ma'os. The same idea, though, but with the emphasis on the bailus, or the mamun shalabailim, in the Rama. On page 240, column 2, is it column 2? Yeah. Wait, maybe not. 240, I wrote here, 240, column 2. Yeah, 240 column 2. So he has the following. Ken Pirish Arama, the Imishum Dino de Garmi Ilomi by the Rabbana de Savar Lahu, the Mikzir Shom Shinigma in a Muxo de Potter, Ela Fil Rabbi Yaakov, the Muxo Lom Shalem Ganif Shomer La Karen. Avatashumi Dalb Halom Shalem, Ela Tamad Rab Shimma Dama Dabra Garn the Mamma Kamamadami, Bahavale Kaman de Habe Haitura Mamona de Shomer. That's the key line. Again, the same idea that even if you hold Garmi as Chayiv, that's never going to help you in Kefil Dalad Behei, because at best it can establish a Hefsid. But Masha'en Kein Dabar Agar L'Mamon. The Masha'en Kein Dabar Agar L'Mamon for the Rajba is it's Mamon. It's a Chav Tashom Mamon. And in the case of the Rama, he adds Mamona de Shomer. So I just think that's just to fill out the basic options and how to understand this distinction between what is it that's unique, what does Gar and the Mammon add beyond Hefsed and Garmi, whether it is Shovi or Bailus or both, Mammon Shel HaBailim, which is essentially what the Ramah is saying. That's Aura number one. Aura number two, I just wanted to get back to one other point in the Ksos. When we talked about Yisuri Ana, whether Yisuri Ana are Lachem, right, so we said either Yisuri Ana is a problem of Lachem, like the Ravid, or Yisuri Ana is Lachem, like the Ritva and that group of Rishonim, but maybe it's Lachem, but not Bershuso, which is the view of the Ksos, Simet Tavav, Sivkat and Beis, and that's how he understands Rashi and Bava Kamma, and maybe there are others like that as well. So we raise the question, if that's true, so it would be a little bit hard to read our Gemara, because if the whole point of our Gemara is to say that Rishuso, not just Bailus, is a requirement in the Chiyuv Tzvicha Mechira, then how would you ever have that in Tzvicha Mechira when you're always dealing with a situation of Geza of Alonis Yoshua Bailim? So you always have Zelav Yishen of Rishuso. So essentially, what has the Surah Anah added to the situation? That's the question that I ask. I don't know if anybody else asks this question, and especially since the Ksos himself compares it to Rabbi Yochanan. And he also brings a raya from our Gemara. So obviously he's reading our Gemara is referring to this idea. He doesn't really think that there's a radical difference between the Einu Bershuso of Rabbi Yochanan and the Einu Bershuso of Yisuri Ana. So if that's the case, so what's going on here? I mean, what have you accomplished? Every Tvicha Mechira is in a case of Einu Bershuso, and nonetheless you are Chai. So what I wanted to suggest was, for the Ksos, several things. I said, if you don't read our Gemara that way, but you read the Gemara the way I was suggesting, to read it for Rabbeinu Tam, and for others, and for other reasons as well, including the Girsa, if you have the parentheses Girsa, so there's no problem. The Gemara isn't really saying the Chisaron is Einu Bershuso per se. What we're saying is that Einu Bershuso is a din in what kind of Cheftza is Nikan to the Chiyuv of Dalad Behe, which is what we were discussing. And maybe that could be true even for the Ksos, even though he brings it as a Raya. Maybe that's what he really has in mind. But there is another possibility, which I mentioned at the time, I just want to repeat again and just reinforce it a little bit more. And that is that maybe in Rav Yochanan, that's built into the Chiyuv Tzvicha Mechira Dalad Vehei. Right? It's always going to be that way. It's always after the Gneiva, almost always after the Gneiva. We know that according to the Tosas Rid, it's possible to do Tzvicha Mechira before the Gneiva. But according to the Rishonim, that's probably not true. And according to the Ravid and Toin Taniskanov, but aside from those Makoros, certainly the classical case is to have Tzvicha Mechira after Gneiva, and the Torah said Yechayiv, so obviously that's not a Chisaro. But if the added element of Einu Bershuso comes from something else, not to do with the process which is connected to Tzvicha Mechira, so then maybe indeed it is a Chisaro. So that's what I said for the Ksos. So I just want to add 2 points to that. Number one, that would work a little better, especially if we say that the Tzvicha Mechira works off of the original Gneiva, which is, again, a prominent issue we've explored, because then we could say that the fact that the Gneiva was done at a time which is in which it was Bershuso, obviously, is what matters here. Moreover, the fact that now it's Einu Bershuso is because of that very Gneiva for which this is a continuation. But if the continuation is interrupted by some other factor which creates an extraneous Einu Bershuso that has nothing to do with the Gneiva, right? So then you can't just say, oh, we're continuing that Gneiva. In other words, a point in the Ksos may be that you're working off of the original Gneiva, and Tzvicha and Mechira, and therefore, since at the time of the original Geneva, there was no Eino Bershuso problem, and on the contrary, the Eino Bershuso problem now is a result of the Geneva, of which this is, by definition, a continuation, that's not a problem. But it's always going to be a problem if there's some artificial, extraneous other factor that introduces a separate Eino Bershuso, nothing to do with the Geneva. That's point number one. Point number two, I don't know if you have to say it that way, but I think that that would help. Point number two is, just to add that, you know, Mashal Amad Davar Domeh, we see this idea, I think this idea can be raised at least, in two other contexts in our sugya. One way which, you know, which calls it into question, or at least the first part of it, and the other way which reinforces it. The way that calls it into question is Tosis on Ayin Aleph of Beis, which I alluded to when we talked about the Nesivas, so I just want to get back to that Ha'ara for a minute. Tosis on Ayin Aleph of Beis is Suri Anoa Velo Adumare Kashachid. The second question in Tosis. First question is Of Mechat Echafer Bialma. That's very important. Then Tosis asks, as we already discussed, Im Tomer Mabekach Delav Demare Katavach, A Kol Toveach Nami Lav Demare Katavach. Tosa says every case of Tvicha Mechira is a case of Shinui Kona. And nonetheless, we don't care. So we shouldn't care here either if it's Lav Demare Kashacha. That's Tosis's question. Well, Tosis answers, "Yeshlomar de lo chashuv shini ma'isa liknos bekach." So basically, Tosis's answer reinforces or persists at least with the assumption of the question, which is that in Ochanami, if every tmicha included a shinui kona, then you would have to conclude that shinui, or that being mafkia for the bailim is not a problem in tvicha u'mechira. Okay, but and this idea, that you'd have to say mimanushach. Okay. Either we're concerned about the bailus, an exclusive bailus of the nignav in the process of tvicha u'mechira, or we're not. Okay. If we think that there is a shinui here, in every case of tvicha u'mechira, then apparently we're not concerned with that, and then there would be no difference between that and Isurei Hana, right? Or the conclusion should be that there's always a problem, in which case we would call into question how Tvicha Mechira could ever exist. So Tosa's answer is, in Ochanami there would always be a problem, except that there really isn't, because this doesn't qualify as Shinui Ko. That's Tosa's answer. And that's why the Nesiva swooped in and said, but Lu Yitzuyar, there would be a Shechita, right, which would provide an immediate Shinui Kona, then in Ochanami, you would not have Tvicha Mechira, and that's how the Nesiva explains Rabbi Yochanan Hasandlar. Even if you hold that Shechita Sheina Ru'uya, Shema Shechita, but in the case of Rabbi Yochanan Hasandlar, since it's an Iser Olamis, Bemezid, so that's a shinui, and since it's a shinui, it is a problem for tvicha u'mechira. That's the nesivus based on this tosis. Okay. But I think I said at the time, and I just want to repeat it again, that one could have answered tosis differently. One could have said that even if there was a shinui which qualified for shinui kona in the context of regular tvicha, that's not going to be a problem. Because that's as part of the definition of what tvicha is. If the definition of tvicha included that the early, you know, preliminary stages was constitute, say, a shinui, so that's simply part of what's defined as the ma'isa tvicha. And on the contrary, maybe you could even say that on some level, the tvicha through shinui and the mechira through yush, shina rishus, you know, maybe that's part of even the mechayev of tvicha mechira. That it's built into the process of tvicha mechira. How can you compare that to a situation where you have an extraneous either shalo toveach shalo mocher or an extraneous lab demare katavach? Those are two completely different dinim. That's what I was suggesting for, might be another answer another way to answer Tosas's question. So my point is that Tosas here is not making that distinction. That goes against what I was saying for the Ksos. However, just one more second. If you look at Tosas on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, there we have another parallel to this. A little Tosas here, Dibur Masal Di'yeshlo L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzov, Michishachit Purta, right, Osarle, and so on. Lav Demare Katabach, again. So Tosas there says that why don't you say the same thing? Why don't you bring a raya that Ein L'Shchita Ela L'Besov from the very Easter of Shchutei Chutz and the very Easter of Chul and Bazara? Why not say if there's an Isser Hana when you shochet chulam bazara or when you shochet shchutei chutz, but if you hold the Yeshon the Shchita mitchila v'adzov, so mikishachat le purta asar le, right? And idach afar bialma mechatech le. Right? That's Tosas's ha'ara here. Mimai dechayev rachmana. Achulin bazar vashkutei chutz lo matzi lemifrach iyesh on the shkita mitkila vatsov mechishach da porta asra v'idach mechatecha for bialva. Afagav delekel meber de mechai v'ahu porta nami kamosha farish besamach. He can't say that the little nick, the tchilas shkita, is the davar ha'oser, it's the iser of shkutei chutz and chulin bazar. It's also things you can't say that. So it has to be the totality of the shkita. But it's a totality of the shkita, and you hold the yesh on the shkita from tchila ve'ad sof. You never get that far because it's isuri anon. It's mechatecha for bialma. So Tosas says the kivan de'ein shom psul acher ele de shkut echutz levado ikalamei mar de b'hachichi of rachmana. Aval kashiyesh psul acher imo az eish liftar afilu man nami yesh on the shkita from tchila ve'ad sof. Kivan de sof shkita habakim mechatecha for bialma. Tosas makes exactly this distinction. Tosas says, you're not going to say about Shchutei Chutz, right, that the Shchutei Chutz undercuts itself. You can't have an Issa Shchutei Chutz because the act of Shchutei Chutz is already Osered Bahana. No, that's what Shchutei Chutz is. The Iser is to do the action, and consequently, the Iser Hana that derives from Yeshua the Shchita Mitchila V'ad Sof is never going to undercut the Iser upon which it is based. That's what Tosas is saying here. Masha'en Kain, if you're talking about Shkutei Chutz or Chulim Bazara contributing to Tvicho Mechira, right, that's a different matter. That's not part of the objective definition of Tvicho Mechira. It's not part of the objective definition of Shkutei Chutz. It's the convergence of the two, and one is going to have a impact on the other, that's going to be a problem. So I just thought it was interesting. That's kind of what I'm suggesting for the Ksos on the idea of Dover Shena Breshusa. Dover Shena Breshusa, if it's extraneous, is a problem. Dover Shena Breshusa, which is a function of the Gneva itself, especially if you add, of which the Tvicho Mechira is Chayiv because it's a continuation, that's never going to be an issue. That's never going to be a problem. Except that it's interesting to note that you have Tosas Ayin Aleph and Beis and Tosas Ayin Beis and Aleph seemingly taking different views on this matter. So obviously there's reason possibly to be mechalek, even though I stand by what I said, which I think that one could answer the question. Even if every shchita was a shinui in Tzvicho Mechira, I still think that there might be a difference between Ayin Aleph Amud Beis and Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. And that, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph is an even more radical case. It expresses this idea, but it does so in an even more radical case. Because you certainly can't distinguish between the Iser Hana and the Iser. Shkutei Chutz is Osir Bahana, or Kul Mazara is Osir Bahana. It's precisely because of the fact that it's a Dvar Iser. So there you have a total catch-22. You're going to say there's no Iser, there's no Iser Anah, there's no Iser Anah, therefore there's no Iser. That's impossible. In Tvicho Mechira, you might have a practical problem, but the point here is that the problem that you're, and it may be an insolvable practical problem in Tvicha, which is why Tosas doesn't ask the question in the other direction. Tosas says, we see from here that Shalom Tovech, Shalom Mocher is not a Ma'akeh, but the difference is that there's an extraneous element that is creating this problem, namely shinui. In the case of Shkutei Chutz, in the case of Chulin Bazara, we're saying that Shkutei Chutz and the Chulin Bazara, right, should kick in before you get to the Iser of Shkutei Chutz and Chulin Bazara. Here what we're saying is, it so happens that the Ma'is of Shkita, which is Tvicha, contains within it an act of Shinui, which according to the rules of Shinui Kone, right, should undercut the ability ever to have Tvicha. I still think that that's a vulnerable argument, but my point is it's not as anti-definitional as Tosas on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and therefore there's no stira in Tosas. Okay. I think that's an important issue. Unless you want to make a different distinction, and that is a distinction between Shalom Tovech, Shalom Mocher, and Delab Demare Katavach. That's also a possible distinction, but we'll leave that for now. Okay. Okay, so just to sum that up, there's a problem in the Ksos. The answer could be either that the Ksos doesn't think that the problem of Eina Breshuso here is a problem in the Maisa, but one in the Chef. So that's the first position that we took for the Ksos. Or that the fact that this is structured and built in is the answer. And that's either a standalone answer, or it's especially a good answer if you hold that the Tvicha Mechira works off of the original Geneva. Then there's a huge difference between a structured in Isra Hanah problem and one, or Eina Breshuso problem and an extraneous Isra Hanah problem. And then I'm just adding to that that these two Tosas and a 9 Aleph and Hamad Beis and 9 Beis Hamad Aleph both speak about similar type of problem, namely, what if within the internal definition of something there's an element which is contrary or which is problematic, which needs to be overcome, you know, simply to accomplish the Iser. You have that in Yeshua Shkita Mitzchila B'Yad Sof in every case of Shkutei Chutz and Chulim Bazara, and you have that if you hold that every little Shkita constitutes a Shinui Kona, an Ayin Aleph on Beis. An Ayin Aleph on Beis, Tosas takes a position that that is significant. We see from there that Shinui Kona in the process, or Lav Demare in the process, is not a problem. But he doesn't see it as an issue that has to do with the very definition of Tvicha, and that's why he's willing to ask the question, and the, as I say, the Nesivos is willing to draw the conclusion that he does. On Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Tosas says, well, obviously, if that's part of the definition, that's not a problem. I'm just suggesting that you could be mechalik between the two, but either way, that's part of the Ksos discussion. Okay. Having said that, let me just say something very quickly about Yeshua L'shchita Mitchilo B'Yantzov, since we're already involved in it a little bit. So we mentioned the other day that there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas, whether or not you need Yeshua L'shchita Mitchilo B'Yantzov to explain in the case of Avodah Zarah, the Shichi Shachat Ba'Purta Asar law. Is that based on Yeshua L'shchita Mitchilo B'Yantzov or not? And we discussed the Tosas Rid and the Taz and the Shach, namely, whether you need a maisa, any maisa is enough, or you need a maisa ha nikar, which has some sort of significance in chalos, nisnavla, that's one issue. We also pointed out that maybe it depends on how you understand the general issue of Yeshua Shchitim Tchilu Batzof. What I said then was that even though here we have machlokas Yeshua Shchitim Tchilu Batzof, Ein Shchita Ela Batzof, and if you read, you know, parts of the Gemara, it would seem that Eino the Shchita Ela B'Sof means that Tchila is nothing, and Yesho the Shchita B'Tchila B'Atzof means that even if there's no end, the Tchila is completely independent. And it's possible that this is not so simple, and if you look at the Gemaras and the Rishonim elsewhere, that we might have to bridge between these two ideas. It could be that Yesho the Shchita B'Tchila B'Atzof still requires that there be some sort of end game. Then, in light of that, we look at the whole process as one which began, or which, you know, works, you know, progressively. So that the Yeshna, the Tchila, is significant as well. But if it never gets to the end, then maybe it has no significance. It has no significance if it doesn't reach some sort of proper fruition. It's one possibility. And in the other direction, Ein the Shchita El B'Sof doesn't necessarily exclude any significance to begin with. maybe either it eliminates what we just said, the idea that Yeshel, the Shechita, is totally independent no matter what happens later, subsequently, or I think Noah suggested also that the distinction between Maisa Shechita and Chalos Shechita, I would add a different one, the difference between Tchila Shechita and Shechita. So in other words, we may have to qualify the absolute rejection of Ein L'Shechita Ela B'Sof in one respect, and we may have to qualify the absolute effectiveness of Yeshel L'Shechita Mitchila B'Sof in the other direction. So I just wanted to demonstrate that very, very quickly within the Rishonim on the Sugya. Rashi says on Ayin Beis Amin Aleph that if you hold Yeshel L'Shechita Mitchila B'Sof, that affects Pigol. Rashi says Ein Shechita Nikreis Ela B'Sof and Afkamino Linin Amachashim B'Kadshim Chutz l'mekomam o chutz l'zmanon o mechashav shelo l'shman ina machshava elam ken chishav b'sof shchita. Where in the process of shchita do you do the act of pigol, psul machshava and kachshim? The Meiri al-Atar disagrees. Meiri says that even if you hold ein l'shchita elam b'sof, when it comes to pigol, tchilas hashchita qualifies as well. L'inyan psul machshava bekadshim miyakula modim d'yeshem l'shchita mitchila v'yadzov. Be'af machshava shebetchila shchita paselas. This is page 241, column 1 of the Shulchan Aruch Betzos, the Meir El Atar. So obviously this is against Rashi. But I think the point is that the key word in the Meiri is the word tchilas. Be'af machshava shebetchilas shchita paselas. And Meiri begins his piece, like the Raivin before him, Davar shein chiyuva o psula ba ele mishum shchita kagon chulim bazara shal nesol mishum zvicha kenem ki yirkach nibcha makom bezavachta mibkarecha berichuk makom atozavech, etc. That depends on the machlokas yesh on the shchita mitchina vatsov or in the shchita ele besov. Because there you need zvicha, shchita. But where you need, the Miri seems to be saying, where you need tchilas shchita, right, that's a different story. Then that's not just basov. So pigul, as long as there is a shchita, so then tchila shchita is considered tchila shchita too, even if you hold in the shchita el le basov. That's the Meiri's point, and Rashi obviously disagrees. It's hard to know exactly what the nekudas amachlokas is. It could be whether or not pigul depends on shchita or tchila shchita or maisa shchita or chalos shchita. Could be about that. Or it could be gufa about this question, not what does pigul depend on, but when, if you hold yeshna, if you hold ein the shchita el l'besov, do we completely, backload everything, and the tchila is basically just a hechsher until you reach the sof hashchita. On the other side of the coin, let's say you hold that. Yeshel l'shchita mitchila v'yadsof. So is that going to work irrespective of what follows? Okay, so that's an issue which Tosis discusses also. That's the next Tosis on Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. Ki kamechayev ayhu purta mechayev. Right, Tosis asks on the Sugyan Chulin, which is the main sugya we have to look at in this topic, and we're not going to do any more right now because we're not learning Chulin. Tema, kivin esof ha'shchita paselas, ein lo l'shchayev apurta kama. It's exactly Tosa's question. If the end ends up bad and there is no end, it gets ruined before the end, so then maybe you should say, even according to the Mandamar Yeshon L'Shchita Mitchila V'Adsof, that it doesn't work. And he tries to make a raya for the sugya there in the second parak of Chulin. And then Tosa says, and don't be mechalek, which is very, very important because other Rishonim will be mechalek, between a physical problem in the Maisa Shechita. Let's say the Maisa Shechita never gets completed because you do an act of Nichur or Ikur. You do something which ruins the physical Maisa Shechita before the end. So then, maybe you'll say, even according to the Manam Yeshon L'Shechita Mitchila V'Adsof, that, that's when you physically finish the action. Okay. But you don't physically finish it, not. However, when it comes to a Psul Shchita, where there's a Maisa Shchita, but there's no Chalos Shchita, some sort of other Psul, maybe there we actually say Yeshel Shchita Mitchila V'Adsof. So Tosa is weighing the possibility that Yeshel Shchita Mitchila V'Adsof can be ruined by an act of nevela, an act which undercuts the Maisa Shechita. But if you undercut the Chalos Shechita, that's not going to be a problem. And that would explain the evidence in the Gemara in Chul. And then Tosfos themselves say that maybe not, maybe you can't say that. But also Kilkum, a Parish Rabbeinu Tam, the Lav Dafka Niskalkal of Begufa Shechita Kagonokar Ma'akir. Alafil Niskalkal Ide Malacha Shasa Bishas Shechita. Dumi the Irub Psul Bahaza Asa. Tamari Bipsul Malacha. The Lav Hachi has all sorts of questions. Yeshlomar, and then in the end he says, the Hachanami. So Tos ends up saying that any time that there is a chalos psul in the end of the shechita, you still will not say yeshal the shechita mitchila batzof. It's only tchila when there is a sof, and it's an issue in process. But the point is that there could be a machlokas asugyas on this point. That maybe people hold the yeshal shechita mitchila batzof means even if the end is no good, or you could be machalek between, as I just said, the physical ma'isa shechita and a chalos psul in the shechita. Either way, this would be very important, this sugya, the sugya in Chul, and how they square together, as Tosfos is pointing out the apparent discrepancy, could be an important qualification to the view of yesh al shechita mitchila batzof, just as the Meiri is an important qualification of the exclusion of tchila shechita, according to the Mandamar, in the shechita el lebatzof. And there's much more to say about all this, but we need to go back to the other topics. Okay. Let's get back to the father and the daughter for a moment. Okay, so we're in the middle of Tosis. So basically it's a very, very long and important Tosis. Tosis asks the stira between the two Gemaras, the Gemara in Ksuvis and the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Our Gemara seems to say that Einan Amorish Knas Labanav, and if it wasn't for Hamada Bedin, it would seem that the opposite way. Our Gemara seems to say that Yesh Ma'adah Marish Knas L'Manav, and therefore the only reason that you need Hamada Bedin is the reasoning of B'Tavcha Kula B'Yisura. The Gemara in Ksuva says that you can't be Marish Knas L'Manav. Okay. So basically, Tosfos gives three answers to this question. I just want to just go back and speak about one or two other points, and then we'll speak about the Tosfos Rit. So the first answer was that in Ochanami, there's a machlokas asugyos, and maybe we should be mechalek between father and daughter and other knasos, since in the morish bito le banav. Okay. So I'll try to explain for that is several things. Number one, the fact that this works in well with the discussion of the machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid regarding modu mixas, who really is the Bible. Whenever you have these situations where you have two parties, what we call a halachic triangle, you always have to figure out what the exact relationships are. Here you have the daughter, who is represented by the father, and the question is, who really is the mechayiv? Again, adding to a mechayiv, I think there are three levels. Who's the mechayiv? To whom is there a chiyuv tashlumin? And who do you mail the check? Who has the kiyum atashlumin? And then you have the question, which halachos depend on the mechayiv, which depend on the chiyum atashlumin, and which depend on the kiyum atashlumin. So the point is, that may be exactly what's going on here. As for explaining Tosas in terms of Marish Knas Labanav, so what we might say is either that whole issue and discrepancy is what dictates that the knas of Bat is different than other knasos, and really does depend on the actual Gemar Din, because that's when, until that point, because it's so confused in terms of the Mechayiv, the Chiyuv, it's all split up, it's more of a abstract rather than a concrete Chiyuv. Or that has to do with the capacity to be Morish because of the Shem Knas. Maybe you can't be, just like you can't be Morish Shvua, according to some, you can't be Morish Knas either, even if it is a chiyuv mamon, even if the mamon part actually exists prior to Amad Bedin, but the shame knas is not nitan liyerusha. Obviously, that makes an assumption about yerusha as well, not being automatic to all things, but being limited to shame mamon. I'm not going to go into that now, but that's a topic in its own right. And I think there's a third possibility as well, which I didn't mention last time, but I'll just mention quickly now, and that is that it has to do with this dynamic of father and daughter more directly, meaning the only way to collect this knas is in this way, namely where the father has this unique relationship with the daughter. And that is not transferable to the children. So that in Ochanami, even if we're talking about, you know, mamon, and even not shem knas, but the point is that the children just never have this capacity. Now this idea about the complicated relationship between father and daughter in the collection of the knas also fits into the end of Tosis. But again, we have to look at the Tosis and the other Rishonim in Ksuvas as well, which we're not going to do now. In the Sugar of Yesh Beger Be Kever, but Tosis asks the question in the end here, why it is that if Yesh Beger Be Kever, that the if she's Nisbagra after she dies, before the Hamad Bedin, why will the father lose out? Right, that's what Tosis asks. After all, sof, at least there'll be a Yerusha. One second. That's Tosis here. Vim Tomar, Perkel Nairos, the Kabo Yesh Beger Bekever, Pokaav. O Ein Beger Bekever, below Pokaav. Am I Pokaav? Kishyesh Beger Bekever, Nehi, De Einlo, Mikocho, Yelo Mikoch Yerusha Shiorish's Bito. Kivin the Knas Nami Bar Yerusha, according to these perspectives. So Tosis answer, the Hosam, Ein Yochel Zakos Mikocha, Shabbas lohisa ruyah lezakos b'miola. She was never ruya because she was only a ketana when she was alive. Therefore, he can't be yoresh from her what she never had. Now, whether that should be true or not, again, without going into any more detail, this is a very complicated case. Very much depends on this complex father-daughter relationship and who really is the mechayev, who's the chiyuv tashlumin, who has the kiyum atashlumin. In other words, is she really the Bailim Legamri, just that he gets the check? In which case, maybe she can be Morish. If he's Legamri, the Bailim, even the Mechayim, and she's kind of just a Hechatimtzi, then that is complicated. Because the point is that he was the full Bailim, maybe he should be Yorish anyway, or the Beger Bekever dictates a total siluk of him in favor of her. But without going into more detail, this idea that her status, Bibagrus, falls in between the cracks of both of them when she's alive in a katana, which is not obvious at all, will depend on how you understand this relationship. The other point is that Tosis then goes on to say, and what about when the Gemara has the possibility that she has a child, the child will be Gova, right? Tosa says, "Im Tomar v'chiboy miikara, yesh beger bekever d'bnoha v'heich yochel yos shel b'no, halo eni yochel lo harisha, k'damar baya b'basraisa." And Tosa answers, "Yeshoma d'baya kamaisa hava b'bosha supgam, d'hava mamona, Umoreshes Shapir Libna." Tosis Mechalik between Knas and Bosh Subgam. So again, just to point out, even though Bosh Subgam and Knas are equated, as Tosis points out, the Hekesh, the father gets both, but maybe they're different, and the difference will express itself in her ability to be Morish Le Baneha. So this again works very nicely with the discussion of Reb Chaim, I think I mentioned in Nara Basula. Reb Chaim says that maybe we should be Mechalik between the Knas and the Bosh Subgam. And the Boshes of Begam, he has in the other direction, that maybe the father is actually Mechayev, because he bought Masar Lal Menuval Mukashchin. But by the same token, one could say that, on another level, that that's really more of a Chi of Mamon, even for her, which is what Tosis is saying. And therefore, she can be Marisha Libna, even if she cannot be Morish the Knas, either Lavia or Libna, because it never was hers. So the point is that the exact relationship between father and daughter will dictate, both in terms of Boshes Begam and Knas, what will happen subsequently in Yesh Beger Bekever. In any case, that's the first answer, and that's the end of Tosis. The real love on answer we discussed already. I'm sorry. And then we also make the distinction between Modem Mikzas and Shuas HaPikadon for the Rambam. And that also fits in. Then we had Shita of the real love on, which is that the whole issue is one of Korban Shuas HaPikadon, and that it's an issue of Ikaro Knas. I tried to use that as also an explanation for the first answer. This idea of Ikaro Knas, so the shame Knas, even if it's Chiyum Mamon, and why that should be specific to Shuas HaPikadon. And then, of course, is the middle answer, which I didn't discuss, and that's because we discussed it previously, just to remind everybody, and that is that in Achanami, the sugya is talking about la'achar hamad bedin, but there's a difference between the hamad bedins of Tse Tainlo and Chayva Talitano, which you already discussed. Tos says, why in Manshach, if Chayva Talitain is a hamad bedin, then what do you need Tse Tain for purposes of Tavcho Kulo, Bakar, and that we explained already. So these are the three answers of Tosas. Each one is very, very important. Okay, now just to get back to one other point, and that is in the sugya itself, the earlier part of the Gemara. The Gemara said that Kim Shamad Aviv Bedin, the Gemara's original suffix, which is Hoda Lecha Mehem, the Kafar Lecha Mehem, whether or not you pay Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. Okay. So the Tosas Rid raises an important question here. Eitan?
I think he's not sure about how the case, what the case would look like. Because why would you be able to emote it to one of the Shita at the end of the road?
Yeah. It's interesting that you put it that way. I mean, you think that the problem in the Tosas Rid's view is a purely practical question. Not a conceptual one.
That's how we understood it. That yeah.
And you may be right, especially when you read the end. It starts off looking, in my opinion at least, when you first read the Tosas Rid, it sounds like he's asking a conceptual question. Namely, how is it possible, not practically, conceptually, that you can be moda le'echad min ha'shutfim and kofar le'echad min ha'shutfim? In the end, based on what he's happy with the answer, we'll explain in a second, it's very possible that, not 100% sure, that he goes back on that. Well, what do I mean by the conceptual question? That's a practical question we understand well. I mean, what is the man saying? He goes to Bezin and he says, I did it. Right? And then he turns to the other guy and he said, I didn't do it. Right? He's, I'll just lock him away somewhere. I mean, what does that mean? Right? That's a practical question. What I mean by the conceptual question is the following. When we say moda b'knas patur, I think this is an important issue, although I don't think it's one that's articulated so much out there, but I think it's partly implicit in this discussion. When we say moda b'knas patur, so does that relate more to the gavra, to the baldavar, or more to the taina? And I'm moda b'knas, and it's pater. So there could be a chepsa shel taina. There's a taina, tainas knas, tainas kiyuv knas. And if I'm moda on that, I'm pater. So if I'm moda le'echad v'kofer le'echad, lu yitzur you can even find the case. But basically, finding the case still seems to be predicated on the assumption that it's who I'm moda to, namely, to the baldavar, to the victim, rather than the fact that I'm moda, that I'm making a taina, a chefza shel hodas knas, taina, that's important. That's point number one. Point number two would be...
What is being moda to the baldavar?
What I'm saying is, assuming there are two balei dvarim here, so I'm moda to one and I'm kofer to one, but if we're talking about the taina, it's one taina. I stole what? I stole a horse. Right? I stole a bakar. Right? So I moda that I was involved in that action. Okay. So what does it make matter who I moda and who I'm kofer to, as long as I'm moda on the chepta shel taina? That's what I mean. Even from the perspective of balei dvarim, I think one could raise the question in a different way. In the bigger halachic world, so... This is a huge question. How do we look at shutfas? That's a very complicated question. When do we preach? When do we treat shutfim as a unit, as an organic unit, as one? Right, it's an issue that comes up all over the place. You know, there are all these sfeikos in the Gemara Mafkid and the Gemara Nashoel. Right? Let's say, you know, you steal from shutfim. I'm sorry. Let's say you're a shomer of two shutfim, and you know you agree to pay kefel to one and not the other, or two people are shutef and steal, and one of them, you know, is all these cases. Shoel, in Perek HaShoel you have sveikos, in Perek HaMafkid you have sveikos. Of course, it comes up all over the place. An arev on two shutfim, are two shutfim like an arev? Breirat comes up, and you know, in Perek HaShutfim. In the beginning of the parak there, yesh breira, im breira, let's say mudra hana, you know, on to one of the shutfim, can you use the property? Of all sorts of issues. When do we say shutfus is just a convenient cover for two owners, two bali dvarin? And when do we really say that it's a unit? Again, we spoke about it last year, as I recall. It came up at one point. By the sugyan sota, around the darim, all sorts of issues that come up. Are they both on all? Each one is on half? You know, all these different permutations. So I think if from a Bali Dvarim point of view, one can ask the question, when I'm Modeh, in the presence of one of the Shutfim, even from a Baldavar point of view, maybe you can't split it. Maybe Modeh B'Knas is about being Modeh to the Baldavar, but can you split the Bali Dvarim? When it comes to shutfus, as we know, ain't tzrichim harsha zulazu. If one shutf wants to collect, right, the chov, can the baldavar say, I'm only going to give you half as for the other half, la baldavar didiat? Can't do that. Right? Ain't tzrichim harsha. Because in some respect, when it comes to the taina, we look at them as a unit. So I'm asking the question from, and I thought originally the Tosfos Rid was asking the question, from both points of view. I'm just not so sure. Eitan may be right. In other words, there are three questions here. A, practically, what's going on? Guy has to make a credible taina in Bezdin. How is it credible if he was already modev when he turns around to the next guy in his kofar? That's the practical question. Then comes the two conceptual questions. If modev b'knas is about the taina, then it's done. And the third one, second conceptual one, maybe they're a united front. You can't split the shutfim when it comes to modeh b'knas. They're a unit. Okay. Either way, the Tosfos Rid asks the question. I'm not sure which of these three questions he's asking. In the end, this is why I'm inclined to think like Eitan, what's the answer that he gives in the end? I'm skipping to the end now. He quotes himself on Kufches, and the Riaz has this as well. It's very, very important.
So he goes back to the Pidurun Arishon, the Mabarudulum and the Mashkosh, but the Pidurun Arishon. So he ended up paying.
He ends up in the very, very end. In the very end, he says something. He says, well, if you hold what I said on Kufches. No.
Right at the end.
When he says about Tafk, he says, look what I wrote in. Meaning? Hodas Baldin. I mean, Hodah B'Knas requires the presence of the Baldavar. If you go to Bezdin, and the Baldavar isn't there, and you're Modeh, Tosfos Rid wants to say that that's not called Modeh B'Knas Potter. That's a huge chiddush. So he says, once you say that, number one, it's a chiddush. Not everybody has to agree. And it does very much have to do, I think, with the question of what is it about Modeh B'Knas that's Potter? Is it the Taina? Or is it, again, it in the Gavra to the Baldavar? Maybe. Or it could be that everybody will agree that you have to be, that it's a din in the Taina, but maybe without the presence of the Baldavar in Bezdin, we don't view it as a Taina. There's some evidence for that, too. Hard to say. Either way, this question, whether or not the Tosfos Rid's discussion on Kufches and the Riaz's Psak as well, but this whole discussion, whether or not Hodah, B'Knas, Potur is only Bifnei Baldin, either as a din in Baldin or as a Shior in Taina which is mitkabelet bebezdin, is a very interesting issue. But once you say that, that you require the presence of the baldavar in bezdin, either as a baldavar halacha or as a taina halacha, shir of the taina, does that really answer this question? Tosfos Rid says yes, it does. That's where I had my problems with Tosfos Rid. I liked it just until that point. That's the very end of the piece. In other words, if you really hold that the problem was that the Shutfim are united front and you can't split them, right? So what if you generally have to be Moda Bifnei Baldavar in Bezdin? You did. Who said you need both? Right? And certainly if the reason that you need the Baldavar, the fellow who wrote the footnotes on my Tosfos Rid has a whole thing at the bottom, he quotes a bunch of Machronim, we say, yeah, what I just said, which is the reason you need the Baldavar, not because per se you need the Baldavar, but otherwise it's like, what's this guy doing telling stories in Bezdin? Doesn't have a chalos shame hoda. So if you say that, I don't know why they themselves don't say it, but if you say that, then the Tosfos Rid is really very astonishing. You can say there's no chefza shel hoda because you don't have both Balei Dinim, you only have one? Right? Which leads me to believe one of two things. I think for sure you have to eliminate in the Tosfos Rid that the problem was a chefta shel taina. That certainly can't work, l'maskana. Because that would be immune to this halacha completely. As long as it's one of the Balei Dinim are there, it's a taina in Bezdin, it's a hodah of a Bezdin. You don't need both for that. You also have to assume that he holds that at least in this case, that the united front of Baldavar, right, is not needed, or is not accomplished. And if you're motive b'fnei echad, it's not like being motive b'fnei shnayim.
It could relate.
It was a practical problem for the Tosfos Rid. Yeah.
Also, be sort of the constant punishment. So if you're only motive to one of the people, you haven't
That very quote could be, but it still has to work in with what I just said, which is that it's not the taina per se.
Yeah, but
it's not the hodah per se, and it's not a united front, because if it was a united front, then being voted to one is being voted to there are 100 partners. You don't need all 100 of them. One of them represents the totality of them. I agree with you, that could be the reason. It's hard to know what the reason is, but okay. So that in terms of the end of the Tosfos Rid, Sofo Mochiach al Tchilaso, apparently his biggest problem was a practical problem, namely what's going on here, what's the Hechad Timtze? So if the answer is, you need, for technical reasons, it's not a din in the Taina, it's a din in the Balei Dvarim, and there are two Balei Dvarim. So if you only have one, you have a problem. That's the Tosfos Rid. But one could have argued, I'm just saying, one could have argued either if the problem is, even if Hodah is a din in the Taina, or if it's a din in Balei Dvarim. But when it comes to this issue, we look at the Balei Dvarim as a unit. Then when this answer would not work in the Tosfos Rid. Yeah?
Could you see the Tosfos Rid also probably is deflecting the possibility that Hodah is into the Taina based on the natural point of that's what you're trying to bring to the
Halacha? I didn't catch. Say one more time.
The Tosfos Rid's answering is, we see the fact that the Hodah is Dafka, the thing about Din,
right.
That it's Din of the Baal Din, not just Din of the Taina in general.
Yeah, it very could well could be.
And he's
I mean, previously he thought it was a din in the Taina.
Now he's answering, it's not.
Now he's saying, you see from the fact that there's a requirement of Baldin, had it been a din in the Taina in Achanami, I would have the problem, because it isn't just a practical problem.
Right,
very good. That could be. I meant that also. But you're right. Absolutely. But I think these are three important perspectives. Whether it's a din in the Baldavar within the Taina, whether or not the Balei Dvarim stand as a unit, I think those are two very, very important questions. Now, earlier on, the Tosfos Rid gave a different answer to the question. Eitan?
A different answer?
A practical answer, yeah. His first answer. That is, that the case is a case where
he
has one that he's Doka, and
outside
one...
Outside of Beijing, I think. I don't have all the facts.
He has two answers. One which he's Doka, Legamri, and the other one which he likes, just says...
There's a second Beit Din, and so
that's somebody's Doka.
So he's Doka that one, and then he says
we'll get back to that in a second, because that's really important.
Inamiyeshu, right? You don't judge Allah for the Aidim, show me for the Aidim.
So he admitted to one of them outside of Beitim,
in front of the Aidim.
No, forget that. That one doesn't work so well. But basically, he admitted that he stole the object, right, and that it belonged to A.
Right.
He just claims that he is A's partner and B is not A's partner. Right, that's what the Tosafot Ritz said. That's a good case. So basically, that's the Hechetimtzi where he is Moda Lechad Bekofer Lashem. That's an interesting case. Now, if you hold that way, does that have to mean that the Tosas Rid doesn't see the unit, doesn't see them as a unit, or doesn't see the Taina as a Mechayev? Not necessarily. In other words, by giving that first answer and saying, oh, the case is one which he denies the other person's Shutfus, I think are two intriguing things here. One could say that even if in general Motive Knas is about the Taina, the Chafzashol Taina, and or if in general Shutfim, even in the context of Knas, would be a unit. But Dafka, in this case, he's denying that unit. And he's denying the scope of the Taina. That's where he admits that the Chafza Shol Gneva, or Shol Dalad Nehe, whatever the case may be, right, is the full object, and he acknowledges the shutfus of the people, but he chooses to deal, however he's going to do that practically, however he chooses practically to deal separately with each of the shutfim, it could be that al pi halacha he can't do that, because Moda Biknas is about the Taina, or in Moda Biknas, the shutfus is a united front. But where his Taina is to deny, right, either scope of his Gneva or the united front of the Shutfas. So Dafka there, I mean, that would be an interesting open question. What I'm saying is, if you hold the two things that I'm concerned with, Chafza Shel Taina and united front in Bailus, what would be if Gufa, the Moda B'miktsas and Kofer B'miktsas, I don't mean it in the Shavua sense of it, I mean it here, if that Gufa was on that, was disputing those points. Would that matter, or would we say that since objectively they are Shutfim, we have Aiden that can prove that, and objectively he did steal the whole thing, so his claim is irrelevant to breaking the United Front or breaking the Chafza Shel Taina? That's an interesting question. Moreover, there's another interesting element in the Tosafot Ritz. And that is, Tosafot Ritz in the continuation says that, we're talking about the Edim case, right? There are Edim, there aren't Edim. So he says, well, if the Hoda, if he himself would be Moda afterwards, that the guy really was the Shutaf, that would be Moda the Knas too. Given that he already admitted, you have that line, Eitan? Given that he already, when he's trying to figure out what would be the case, Achakach. So he says, given the fact that the guy already admitted that he stole the object, but previously he was claiming that half of it was his, now if he's Moda, yeah, it's true, the other half belongs to me, that's also Moda Beknas. I think that's interesting too. Is that really true? Is Moda Beknas anything that removes the obstacle from his Chiyuv? Anything that removes the Tainus Aptur? Or is Moda Beknas Patur only applicable when you're talking about Chiyuv and Ptur directly? I did it or I didn't do it. The Tosafot Ritz assumes, I think it's probably a good assumption, but I don't think it's impossible to argue with. Do you have the line or not?
No, I
don't have it. I have Tosafot Ritz here. Just a jam-packed Tosafot Ritz.
Okay,
Dehidami, imlo ikiru ala chelka shel Levi vechelka shel Shimon lo ikiru akato tucha lechai v'chamisha de dilma chetzio acher de dey v'leke v'tavcha kulabi sura. Ilav mipnei hoda aso shehoda shechetzio ayo shel Shimon v'al pi hoda aso in lechai bo. So here's a situation where the hoda isn't I stole it. The hoda isn't I was tavcha machar. The hoda, the subsequent hoda is, yeah, second half belongs to Shimon. Tosrit says that's motive knas and potter. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying there's no Gemara anywhere that says that it is. Okay. Val piho daso in lechaibo. Now, al piho daso in lechaibo might be different than motive knas potter, right? Nafkamina being, according to the mandam, motive knas v'ach kachba weinim potter. But we know that there, you know, ein mechayvinos al piho daso is a lot easier to swallow than motive knas v'ach kachba weinim potter. The point is that Tosfos Rid here is extending motive knas patur even to the admission that Shimon is a half bailim. That's not such a dumber pasha. Okay. Getting back to the earlier point, the Tosfos Rid rejects something else. Namely, what does he reject? What you were saying before? He says, and don't give me the answer that the case is one where.
Went to an
earth
at first 18
and then in one Bezdin he was Moda to A, and another Bezdin he was Kofar to B. Why is that not, why can't that be the right case?
I think because what he says in the first 18 is going to carry through.
Because who cares what he does in the second Bezdin? Exactly. And Beharaya says it tells us read, what will happen if you're dealing with one person? You steal Ruvain's object. And you go to Bezdin and you're Moda Biknas. And then you go to another Bezdin, he brings you to another Bezdin with Edim, and there you're Kofar. Right, what'll happen then? Anybody going to say that you're Chayev? Says the Tosrid.
Yeah,
Shubi Eshar Shal Echad. Behod lo bifnei Bezdin. V'achakach Kofar lo bifnei Bezdin Acher. Mila Mahani, Hoda, Kamaisa. What's the hachanami? Is it foolproof or not?
What's
it? Tosfos is saying it can't be that the case is that he was moda in one bezin to Reuven and he was kofar in another bezin to Shimon, because that would be the same as being moda to Reuven in one bezin and then being kofar to Reuven in another bezin. And that is certainly not going to be chayev. Exactly. That's why originally I read the Tosfos Rid differently. Right. Now the Tosfos Rid is assuming that whatever we say about Reuven and Shimon, right, is the same as what we would say about Reuven himself. At least Linyan Davar Zeh. Now what's interesting about all this is that the Ksos, who I told you to look at, actually says, well, the Bach really says this answer. The Bach says that's how he reads the Rambam, believe it or not. Bach reads the Rambam, the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, there are different girsos in the Rambam. Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. Hagonev shor shal shnei shudfin, v'tavcha u'machro, v'hoda bebezdin le'echad mehen, v'kafar be'acher. Now what does be'acher mean? So one way to read the Rambam is, he's kofar in the other shutaf. He acknowledges one shutaf, he admits that he stole, and he denies that the other guy is a shutaf. That's way to read, one way to read the kofar be'acher. The other way to read the Rambam is the way the Bach read it, which is in another bezdin. The kofar be'acher in another bezdin. V'yachach bo edim shugada v'tavah kamachem v'shalom v'zeh shekofar chamish chatzai bokar be'arba chatzai sen. So that the Bach read the kofar be'acher like the Tosfos Rid rejected. Maybe we're talking about a different Bezdin. And if you look at the Franco here, in the Shinui and Nuschos, one second, he points out that there are different Gizos here. In the Rambam as well. It's on here somewhere. moments.
I mean, this also makes sense in light of...
Anyway, that's the Bach. Yeah. The Bach says what the Tosfos Rid rejects. But the question is it as far as the Tosfos Rid's Raya? So the Tosfos Rid says, what are you talking about? If it happened to Reuven, would you be mechayev him? So the Ksos... I'm sorry, did you want to say something, Eitan?
Yeah, I'm still trying to think about it.
Okay. The Ksos in Simen Shin Nun, Sif Katan Beis, says the Bach is right. He says, my brother, Rabbi Huda, Achia Muflag, okay, he said, attack the Bach, and said, it doesn't make any sense. After all, once is Boda Biknas, it's finished. The story's over. The story's finished. So the Ksos says, I don't think so. After all, the halacha of Asher Ashiun Alokim, Belom Arshia Satzmo, is a din in Bezdin. All it means is that Bezdin cannot be Machayev, a Nidon, right, who is Moda Bifneim. In other words, he can usurp the Koach Bezdin in pronouncing him guilty. But if you go to some other Bezdin, and there is Kofar, and the Edom come, Ksos says, why not? What is it? Mochal Shibudo? Nimchal Shibudo? That's the Ksos. But the Ksos' brother, and the Nesivos, if you look in the Nesivos, and the Ksos actually brings a Raya, tries to bring a Raya. What does Raya? He says, what will happen if you do the opposite? Let's say you have you're in Bezdin. Did you see it, Bartov? Ksos? What's the Raya from the opposite case?
Kofar.
Let's say you're Kofar in Bezdin.
But
there's not yet a Gemar Din, and then you somehow the venue gets changed to a different Bezdin, or you go to a different Bezdin, and in the other Bezdin you're Moda Biknas. So is somebody going to say that Moda Biknas Patra doesn't apply to the second Bezdin because you were Kofar in the first? That's the Ksos. The same thing is true if you're Moda Biknas in the first one before the Gemar Din, that doesn't affect the second high Bezdin Lechud, the high Bezdin Lechud. So according to the Ksos, the whole idea of Asher Ashin Olehim Velo Arshias Atzmo, that's the key line. It's not Mochas Shibudo. You're not, the Gavra's not Patur. It's a Din of Bezdin. Bezdin, who are Mechayev, the Knas, cannot be Mechayev when he's Marshias Atzmo. But if you go to another Bezdin and he's stupid enough to be Kofar, right, take advantage of it. You can root from one to the other. So the Nesiva says, no, what are you talking about? All that proves... number one, the first case is a case where there was no Gemar Din. That's different than Moda Biknas, which before Gemar Din, that the Din Torah is over. In one case, you have an incomplete Din Torah. In the other case, you have a Din Torah which ends up Biptur. Not based on the Psak, but based on the usurping action of Hoda. Moreover, says the Nesivos, he doesn't say so explicitly, but this is kind of leading a little between the lines. If anything, it's the opposite. What you see from the Ksos' Raya is the power of Moda Biknas. I mean, even though there's another Bezin, you're a Kofar, and they're Edim, as long as it wasn't a Psak Din, Moda Biknas will still make you Potur. Because it's like Mochel Shibudo. It really, it's a Ptur, Lagamri. That's what you see from there. The Ksos saw it as High Bezin Lechud, V'High Bezin Lechud. The Nesiva saw it as a testimonial to the power of Hoda. But what's fascinating is that the Ksos is justifying the Bach, who's reading this into the Rambam. That sounds like Chagadjo a little bit. Who is, basically playing into the hands of this Havamin of the Tosfos Rid, right? Which is that Shnei Shutfim, Hoda Be'echad, Be'kafar Be'sheni, Be'bezen Acher is the equivalent of Hoda l'Ruvain bebezdin zev v'kafar l'Ruvain bebezdin acher. But in fact, breaking the Chagada for a moment, in fact, there's a huge chiluk here. Let's say the Rambam did mean this. We're not sure what the Rambam meant it, but if he did mean it, you don't have to go as far as the Bach or the Tosfos Rid's projection or the Ksos's defense. You could just say, What? Dobie. Exactly. If the point is, and maybe it's in this point, Gufa, in other words, where we're dealing in one Bezdin, and I'm making it fundamental again, where we're dealing in one Bezdin, maybe it's all considered one Taina, and it's all considered a united front of Bali Dvarim too. After all, the Din Torah is, to use our mashal of the Kabbalah Seidus and the files, it's all one file. You don't open up two different tikkim in the Bezdin for Reuven, for Shimon. It's one case. It's a united shudfas. But if Reuven takes me to court here without Shimon, and then Shimon takes me to a second court without Reuven, and I'm kofar here, and I'm moda here, and I'm kofar there, maybe they split the tikkim. They split the files. Dafka here, we say, Moda bebezin echad bekafar bebezin sheni is chay, because the whole point is, even though there's no chiyuv after p'tur, by going to different batei din, what they did was they split their status as baldavar, notwithstanding ein tzrichim arsha, and they split the taina too. They split it. So that might be the, if the Rama meant this, the Rama may very well be limited. Wouldn't have to say what the Bach and the Ksos and the rejected Tosis Rid say. You might say it's Dafka did it the Shutfas because it Dafka breaks this pattern. Okay. That's in terms of this issue. Getting back to the final point of the Tosis Rid again. I say in the end of the Sugya, Tosis Rid says what he says, that you need a Hodab if Nebal Davar. A, that's not mekubal in all Rishonim. B, if it is it a din in Baldavar, or is it a din in the Taina? If it's a din in the Taina, it certainly shouldn't work in the case of Shnei Shutfin. If it's a din in the Bali Dvarim, maybe it does. But let me just add one other point based on what I just said in the Rambam, and that is, by virtue of the fact that you do need Bifnei Baldavar, maybe that's a reason, Hodav Bifnei Baldavar, maybe that gufa is a reason why, when it comes to Moda Biknas, it's so personal, and it is Gavra related. Maybe that's Dafka the reason why we don't look at the Shutfas here as a united Shutfas. Maybe it might be united Shutfas regarding other Dinim, Kefel, and Dine Shmira, and all sorts of other issues. Breira. Again, each one has to be tested. But Dafka, if you need Bifnei Baldavar, in Moda Biknas, and it is so personal, maybe Dafka in this context, we would split it. So it would be, the point would be not that, that's previously the Tosis Rid was thinking, just like what we're saying for Dovi, was saying before. Previously, Tosis Rid thought it depended on the Taina, now he thinks it depends on the Baldavar. Now, I'm just adding, previously he thought it even depends on the Baldavar, but once you say that Moda Biknas requires the presence of the Baldavar, that's also another reason to see this not as a corporation, a faceless, nameless corporation, but to see it as more of a personal affront, and to see each Baldavar as a separate Gavra. Okay. So much for that. And I said that Rambam Shita needs a further clarification based on what we discussed. So this is very important for Moda B'Knas, which I hope in June we'll get back to. We'll speak on, Moda B'Knas. Achach Bawedim, question of smuchim and moda biknas. Hopefully we'll fill it out later. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm right. So the two different options, basically the switchover in the end of the Tosfot Rid, is that one position he's saying that it's a din in the Taina, then switches over to a din in the Baal Dabar. The other possibility is that it's always a din in the Baal Dabar, but we're changing.
Well, we would have thought it was a din in Baal Dabar.
We could look at them. We look at them individually.
But once we introduce that there has to be a hodab if Nebal Dabar, then we no longer look at them as a united front, because we see it as more of a personal issue. Or what you said originally, which is, no, the Tosfos Rid all along was just looking for a practical case. That would be the other way. Okay. But either way, I think some important issues about Moda B'Knas, certainly the Tubezin's issue, the question of Shutfim and Taina and whatever, I think these are important. And also whether hodab depends on the davar hamechaybo, even if it's the acknowledgement of another shutif rather than the action, would that be motive b'knas? I think certain very, very critical issues are raised by this closest rib. Yeah, barked out.
Remember, the source is a model of Aiden Zonman.
Say again?
Is that a good model? Who's used the model of Aiden Zonman as a model to show that two cases are separate?
The Xos. Yeah, I don't think that's such a strong. I'll hold off on that until we get to Maiden and Zone. But you're absolutely right. I think that's a vulnerability as well. Absolutely. Yeah. He tries to prove from Rabbi Akiva that Imzomim Knas. That's, I don't think, of Dabar Pashut at all. 100%. Okay. Just a final couple of points, and then we'll just really start the Mishnah symbolically. I think we're pretty much. Just in terms of the psak of Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, how do we pass in Shechita She'ena Ru'uya? Shema Shechita or Lo Shema Shechita? Elichai? Rambam? So basically, anybody? Ryan?
We have the Noach before. Wasn't there the Diyun and the Rosh before?
Well, a little, yeah, mostly. I mean, the Rosh is Midrash Yochanan Asandra. Okay, and what's the Rambam Shita? The Rosh, we know, is problematic. You're absolutely right. The Rosh seems to be Mechalik between Treifa and Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar, and that's the question, whether he really meant that or he was just throwing things in the Gemara along the way, which is what the Shach said. Or should we be Mechalik between Treifa, and if Treifa, is it the difference between Treifa and Nevela, or is it the difference between Treifa, mean Yada, Mitchila, or only Muchach, Besov? That's the Sma, etc. That's the issue of the Rosh. What about the Rambam's Psach? The Rambam Paskin Shkita and Shein Ruya Shma Shkita, with one exception. Namely, Kisui Adam. When it comes to Osav Yes Beno, when it comes to Gneva, the Rambam paskins that Shechita Sheina Ru'uya, Shema Shechita. Second. Here, these Rambams are to be found. Perik Beis Halacha Ches, right? You have it there?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. And Shechita Yud Beis Dalid also. I'm sorry, Yud Beis Vav. That's Osav Yes Beno. Okay. Oh, they have the Piskei Rambam in the back too, the relevant ones.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay. They're also Paskin, Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, Shmei Shechita. And Kisui Adam is where he Paskins the other way. You have it or not?
No.
Okay, you'll look it up. I don't have it right. Yud Beis Vav. Yud Dalid, Yud, that's also Hechos Shechita. That's where he Paskins that. That Kisui Adam, Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, Lo Shema Shechita. So what's the reason for the discrepancy in the Psakim? So the answer is there are apparently two dinim. Sometimes it depends on Maisa Shechita. What the Rambam seems to be saying is that Shechita She'ena Ru'uya is a Maisa Shechita. It's Metahar Midei and the Vela, etc. Other dinim depend on the hechsher of Shechita. Now, it's not that the Rambam contradicts himself whether Shechita She'ena Ru'uya Shema Maisa Shechita, just that sometimes he requires more than Maisa Shechita, he requires the hechsher of Shechita. That seems to be the view of the Rambam. And that's how the Rav used to explain the Rambam Shita about Akum as well. I just want to mention this because it also may be relevant to us. The Rambam Shita in Hechos Shechita is that Goy Sheshachat is also Motzi Midei Nevela. Meaning he has a Maisa Shechita. But what a Goy doesn't have is Heter Shechita. That's how Reb Chaim, this is a very famous Reb Chaim, it's also quoted in the letters in the Chidushei HaGriz, that Reb Chaim used to explain that Trefa was not a psul in its own right, but it was a lack of Heter Shechita. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Shera Vasatuma compares Shechitas Akum and Trefa. What does Shechitas Akum have to do with Trefa? So Reb Chaim explained that the common denominator between them is that there is a Maisa Shechita, but there's no Heter Shechita. Had Trefa been a separate Iser, or separate psul, rather, it's a Shechita, but it's a psul. Right. So then, what would it have to do with Akum? But if it's there is a Maisa Shechita Bli Heter Shechita, so that's the common denominator between them. The Rambam compares the two of them. That's what the Griz also quotes in the name of Reb Chaim. So the point is, there are two dinim of Shechita in general. There's Maisa Shechita, which is generally measured by being Motzi Midei Nevela, Blinden Tuma. And then there is Heter or Hechsher Shechita in addition. Yeah. Did you want to say something? So that's the Rambam's Psak. It's just important to know that. In terms of Shechut Shenishkut Tuma Zara, so there the Rambam Paskins, mostly Paskins, that Chun, what you read a second ago, Eitan, which is Chun Shenishkut Tuma Zara is.
Also
Midi Breham. And in Chut Shechita also he says Makos Mardus. In Pirshim Mishnayis, here also he says Midrabana. That's only Midrabana. The problem here is that the Ketz Mishnah suggests that the Rambam really doesn't hold that way, and that the Rambam holds that it there's no Malkus because it's not Mefurish Bakra, but that it really is Doraisa.
Really?
What?
That's strange, because he says explicitly in Dibrei Hem. He doesn't just say that you get Malkus
Mardus. Right. So that's the difficulty in the Ketz Mishnah says it for other reasons, but that's the Ketz Mishnah in Hilchos Shechita, then if you want to look it up, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Again, in Gnevitz, Perek Beis Halacha Kass, as we just read, and Hukos Shechita, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, that's what the Ram says, Mardus. Ketzimisha says, no, it's because it's not Mefurash Bakro. Either way, there probably is Macholos Asuros Daraisa, it's just the Suri Hano, which is only Darabat. Okay. Now let's just start the Mishnah of just a couple of minutes, and then just to get into the first question, and then we'll continue with this tomorrow. Oh, actually, we didn't read the last part of the Gemara, or we did? Oh yeah, one other part I wanted to make. Just the last part of the Gemara, just have somebody read it very, very quickly. I guess we'll start the Mishnah tomorrow. Rafi, if you don't mind. Omer Chavivi Michuzno, Ashokum Bidnis Trefa. Just very quickly, because no Lara Bahashi. Okay, so basically we discussed this in terms of Yeshua Shkita Mitzkila Batsof and the Shkita Lebesof and the question of Tosis about Purta. Nisrahana that we discussed today. This is the final hour I just wanted to make was this Tosis here. I mean, basically the top Tosis, Tisokadayat Laraisa, Mekishachat Bakurta, is very. I already talked about Rabbeinu Yishaya and Shidun Kabetis earlier. Basically, most of it is in Tosis here. I just wanted to tell you why I distinguish them a little bit. Tosis here asks the question, do we see from this Gemara that. Rafi, what's Tosis' point? Tisokadayat. The last one before the Mishnah. Can we prove from here that that these things are drabana or daraisa? Right? Are you going to see it? Tvi saw it? This tells us?
Yeah.
sounds in the sugya. Did you see it? Okay, basically, the Tosfos said what we discussed already. If the Isuri Hana had been Darabanan, there wouldn't be a problem of Shelo Toveach, the Shelo who Mocher, Tosfos says. And therefore, we see from here that Shchitas Tikroves of Arizara has to be an Isidoraisa, because the Gemara says that would be a problem. The Tosfos says, no, not necessarily. Maybe we can be mechalek miu yesh lidchos the tikrovus of arizar filo asur b'hanol midrabanan chashu shaper labdi day kivud asur chachamim b'kol anos afilo kiddush bo ein isha mikudeshes. Tosfos is mechalek between different drabanans. The drabanan of chum shenishkutu b'azara, which if it's drabanan would not, you would be able to use it to be mekadesh isha, and therefore in the sugya here it would also work for tvicha mechira. Masha enken of arizara, the isha drabanan there wouldn't work be isha. And wouldn't work, therefore, would be a problem for Tzvicha Mechira, even if it was only Drabanan. The Tosfos is Mechalek between types of Drabanans. We had this earlier in Rabbeinu Yeshaya. I just wanted to make the Ha'ara. The reason I quoted Rabbeinu Yeshaya earlier was Rabbeinu Yeshaya is not Mechalek explicitly between the Sugya of Lav Demarei Katabach on the one hand and the Sugya of Shchita She'ena Ru'uya on the other. Tosfos is. Tosfos here says, Umiu Isra Achila to have a vadi daraisa yeshul daktik mishmait in delal the patrabanan shochet lavarzar mishum shchita shena ruuya vi Isra Achila lo have ela midrabanan loy nechshav bekach shchita shena ruuya kama ma'isa de Shabbos. In other words, Tosfos is saying that when it comes to the question of lav demarei katavach, then maybe we should be mechalek between different drabanans. Some drabanans will have impact d'oraisa as well, for the reasons that we discussed. Some drabanans, midrabana, they were mafkia legam. But when it comes to shchita shen ruya, shma shchita or lo shma shchita, Tosfos seems to be saying that that certainly always depends on the d'oraisa. In other words, the shem shchita is a d'oraisa definition, not a pragmatic definition. Whereas demarei katavach, the suriana, can be a pragmatic definition. The result is you can't use it, you've lost your bailos. The Rabbeinu Yeshaya, at least you have the impression, I think, that whatever you say about one, you certainly might say as well about the other. That, I think, is important. As I said, I think you can be mechalik in either direction, but Rabbeinu Yeshaya doesn't distinguish. It's not clear one way or another. Tosfos feel that they have to make this distinction between the sugya of Shchita Shena Ruya and the question of Yisurana. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah just to get going. Rafi, if you don't mind.
So, Ganav al Bishnai, Mitzavah Kumachar Apiyah, Mitzvizom and Mishnayim Hakol. Ganav al Bishnai, Mitzavah Kumachar al Bishnayim, Acherim, Eilu Eilu Mitzvizom, Harishon and Mishnayim Hakei, Vachar Mishnayim, Mishnayim, Tashon Megim.
Okay, so what's being said here?
That when you had a zomimin, basically depending on when, who's zomimin, so if you have the first day of zomimin, they're chayim in kefel, second day of zomimin also, they're chayim in gimel.
So if you have it in the right sequence, even though you have two kiti, edim, nonetheless, each one can be chayim b'hazam. Okay, go ahead. Nimsu achronim. Okay. Why is that? Echad min arichronim zomim batl edus shniyah. Why is that?
Because edus is, I mean, it's not a zomim,
but
nonetheless, edus is still.
Quanta. Is this only if there are two edim or even if there are three edim? What am I asking?
It depends on if the Hazamet is it a breaking the two? In the sense that
if there are only two Eidim, we understand perfectly well, then it's an obvious halacha because you have one Eid kosher and one Eid pasul, and you can't proceed. What am I really asking?
Or I'm not sure. It could be that some sort of creating some sort of shame of Hazamet or some sort of.
Well, what do we ever. Let's say you have three Eidim come to court, and one of them is a Karov or a Russian. Well, what's the halacha? What's halacha?
I remember there's a Gemara in Makot and Daf.
Mishnah Makot.
Mishnah Makot. Rabbi Akiva, he says that they're all once one of them is pasul.
Eid Shabbat le Mitzasa. Nimsa Echad Mem Karav Pasul. Eid Shabbat le Mitzasa. batla kula. So does that apply? Is that what this Mishnah is saying here too? That if one of them is zomim, then all of them are psulim, or is it just because there are two? In other words, what I'm asking is, does the halacha of edisha batla mitzasa batla kula, which we know applies to nimtza echamem karav apostle, does it apply to hazam or not? Not clear in the Mishnah. Actually, a machlokas harishonim, and it's relevant to our larger discussion. That's why one of the reasons you could read it into the Mishnah, so it's important to know. It's actually a machlokas between the Balei Tosas and the Ramban in Makos. We'll get back to it. So that's an important issue to think of in the back of your mind. Why should the psul of Azama be different, if it is different, than Nimsach and Memkar of Apostle when it comes to this issue? Go ahead. Echem Rishonim Zomim. Oh, there's that magical phrase again. So again, but here it's pretty obvious, meaning that, again, we encounter Mengneva in Tvicha Mechira in the Sugya in Ksuvis about the money, right? And we encounter it in the Rishonim, in the Re, Tlevkin Vikaradam, Kedahashim, when it's saying something much more fundamental, right? To Rogan Vimunach, Dichrogan Vimunach, conceptually about the relationship. The real origin is this Mishnah, which says Mengneva in Tvicha Mechira, but here it's obvious, namely, if our Edom would say Tvicha Mechira, but we don't know that there was a Gneva, this is nothing to talk about. So this innocent statement of the Mishnah got expanded significantly in the Gemara and Ksuvis, and maybe even much more significantly than that by the Rishonim, the Re, and to even a larger extent, maybe the Raman, the Ravid in Sanhedrin, the Fine Base, etc. See how terminology can get away from you. Okay, let's continue just one more line in the Gemara just to start off. Itmar. Bayomar. Hikadamri? Oh. So according to the first view, Rava is saying something very fundamental. And that's going to be our challenge. I guess that's what we'll start with tomorrow. What does it mean? Why should you say Mikan al Abba? The logic is certainly with Abaya, who says Lamafreya Hunifs. That's the normal situation. According to the second day in the Gemara, Rava is only saying something to protect the court system. Say the Dolikubas. So a couple more lines. Go ahead. Bye, Binayu. Sida Beitrei. Lechad. Yeah, just a couple more lines. This is one of the Al-Kagams where we pass for like a bai. So we'll have to figure out Rava's Shita, and also we have to figure out what the case of Trei Lechad and Trei Lechad is. Pasinu B'gazal Nusa, we understand. Trei Lechad is a thorny problem. So we'll pick up with this tomorrow.
Is he
around
this afternoon?
This afternoon, no. I'll be around tomorrow after this.
Oh, yeah?
You want to try to catch me there? After the share? Until around 6, I should be.
Sometime 4? Yeah. Oh, you should have a different
one. Sounds good. I'll either be in my office or in the basement.
As a person, you know, putting it in. I missed that book. I didn't read it. I was like ripping my arm off. Squeezing it so hard. No.
That was so totally wrong.
Zero.
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 You might get negative.
I don't believe it.